Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
With them at Bethune, you would hear this. At Bethune-Cookman, they'd play this. You wouldn't hear this at Miami.
Did you see that facing the wrong side when you went to that game?
Huh?
Nothing.
No, this is definitely where you want to sit.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. The Heat, they win yesterday, 110-96, beating the Golden State Warriors or whoever decided to suit up for them yesterday. Pretty much Buddy
Hield. They beat the Warriors. They ain't beat Golden State.
Yeah, they beat because the Golden State Warriors needed their West. Too old.
Hey. You knew what was going to happen. I don't know why you didn't think otherwise.
I understand Steph Curry getting out. I don't understand why everybody needs to take a break because he has a break. He's legitimately...
Put it this way.
Steph Curry being legitimately banged up is something you got to be concerned about.
You know what Draymond is? Draymond is that knuckleball catcher that you only use when the knuckleball is throwing.
Flaherty?
So if Steph's not playing, then...
Yeah,
Draymond gonna get kicked out.
Rudy Gobert has accused him of always getting kicked out when no Steph Curry because he doesn't want to play.
Yeah.
You know, and by the way, he was also a front runner because he also wasn't on the bench yesterday up until like they kind of were in it. He goes, oh, what's going on, guys? Some would call that the mush, Draymond. Kept your mojo in the back.
I tell you what, mush recognized mush.
I don't appreciate that, dude.
Well,
I don't
just appreciate saying, what
that.
The hell
I don't
you,
appreciate that.
What you think that was
I don't
going?
Appreciate it.
How you going to call somebody a mush?
Sat there next to Jimmy Butler with their little jokey jokes. That's why I had to boo him yesterday.
Kinda.
I did.
I mean.
You never saw the video.
He booed if you're making silent films.
Well, I mean, I'm right next to Heat Media.
He was like that.
But you told him to do that, Leroy.
That's why I said I'm not going to get on him about it.
You kinda
I told
him.
Did I look? Look. Here we go.
Draymond and Jimmy joking it up.
It's like, dude.
I'm sick of being your dancing bear, dude.
No, what are
I'm
you sick of it.
Wait, hiding.
You always
His
put.
Mouth is
you
crazy.
Always put.
I'm right next to Heat Media Relations. You guys got my credentials revoked.
You always put yourself in that spot.
You're like,
don't ask me to then say, why didn't you follow through? You're the one always talking trash.
You sit there and you're like, do the thing.
No.
That wasn't even a whisper. There was literally no audible noise.
That's what I'm saying. Read lips. He's just like. And he tried to hold it so we knew it was boo. This is hilarious.
That was better than I thought.
Look, he put it. Wait, why'd you flap? You flapped your hand down like all of a sudden you were Bumblebee and getting ready for battle. Like, look.
Because I had.
He moved his hand down like this.
Because I had to make sure media relations didn't look at him. What's he doing?
How do you explain that?
How do I explain what?
When you do boo.
What you're doing.
When you look
boo,
I got to tell you. That is. Your mouth looks so small for that big ass head.
Thank you.
Wow, Leroy.
I'm just saying.
Why do you gotta say that?
Because it does.
You're so mean to your friend.
He is.
Really?
Yep.
Go.
I have feelings, really? Dude.
What about me?
No. Tobin,
what do you want him to do? Get a lip filler?
No. Tobin has no boo guts. Wow, Steph is tired. He just signed a multi-million-dollar deal with the richest company on earth.
Yeah, it's tough life. They all can't play. It's tough. They're all tired.
Yep.
They're all tired. Too much basketball.
I mean, you know what I didn't realize?
Hmm.
Jimmy Butler's taller than Draymond.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The two of them sitting there.
Quack, quack, quack.
Jimmy Duckets. Great to have Bam out of
Leroy, did you ever insult any of your teammates? That's all we did was sit in a circle and make fun of each other.
It's literally all this show is. It's just all of you insulting us the entire time.
Wait, me?
No, them.
Oh, yeah.
The peanut gallery over here.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a bit of their Pied Piper, I will say that.
No.
He's not here acting surprised that he's included.
No. That's all we did. All we did. Now, the key is that everybody couldn't be in your group because some people got sensitive. And so you didn't include them in the group. But of all our friends, no. See, John Randall was cool like that, except for the one time. Except for the one time when I made a little jokey joke and he wanted to fight.
He didn't like that.
Oh, no. So we had, I think it was when we played Tampa, right? We played Tampa. And that was our first and only loss of the whole regular season. And we get back home. We're yucking it up on Monday. He goes, that's why, blah, 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 blah. Y'all need to be more serious. He said, that's why we lost, because we took them lightly. I said, no, we lost because the defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. He didn't take too kindly to that.
How did he take it?
Like, I had to get a chair. Just in case. So he came over and I stood up and grabbed my chair.
So you held him off like a lion in a circus?
No, I was getting ready to swing it. Oh, I don't play. If we fighting, we fighting.
Oh, but
I ain't going to go back and forth talking.
Well, I picture it with John Randall just being like, get down.
But again.
That's how I took out the snake.
Yeah, all that stuff happening. Like, I have the utmost respect for him because he being who he is.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's always in your mind, you know, he's being consistent with who he is. I can't be mad at him.
Mm.
So, yeah. But you realize that. I mean, you know who else they used to mess with?
Who?
Bob Sapp. Because Bob Sapp was big and strong, but he wasn't very physical. Like, they had to get him riled up. When you get him riled up, he tore everything up. They had him at defensive line, offensive line. They didn't know what to do with him. So every time we've traveled, everybody would get a little bag of plastic spiders. He hated spiders. And then we go on a plane and walk by him, and everybody would throw the spiders on him.
Not cool.
Huh?
It's not cool.
And look at him. Now he's like in Japan.
That would get me aggressive.
Huh?
That would get me very aggressive.
I mean, we hope so. Then we could hurry up and put his jersey on and he could fight against somebody else.
No, it's towards you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Plastic spiders?
I don't care what it is.
She's not going to go for
that. I'm not. Oh, have you seen the snake thing where they clip the snake to the belt on a string?
No.
And then you yell, snake! And the guy looks, and he starts running away from the snake.
I actually have a picture of Topin Snake.
Hmm.
Huh?
Let's garden see. Snake.
Hard to say. Let's Does see. It have the rake through it? Because that was my actual snake.
It was right there.
Nope. Way bigger than that.
Dude.
It was actually one of Tommy's toys.
You guys,
dude, come on.
You guys cannot believe me all you want. My life was in danger. My dog's life was in danger. And I defended my terrain. It's fine. You make jokes.
He was hiding behind a tree.
He wasn't hiding. He wasn't hiding. He happened to be behind a tree.
Yeah.
You know? You know why?
So did he slither away?
Did he slither away?
How was he going to slither away?
I impaled him.
So where's the snake?
Oh, I threw him yonder.
Should have taken a picture of it.
Why?
No picture?
Why would I take a picture of it?
You take a picture of all the iguanas you catch.
It's not a dangerous situation.
Neither is
that. My life was in danger. My Sunny Bunny's life was in danger.
Okay, but once you put that rake through it, you were no longer in danger, so you could have taken a picture and shown us.
All right.
You knew we were going to ask for it.
Yeah, you know what, guys? Sometimes life takes precedent over the show. And my dog's life was in danger, my son's life was in danger, and my life was in danger.
You through his hip. Quickly sent us a message about it.
I didn't know. Like, I didn't know if it was going to be a zombie snake because he was still wiggling on the...
What is... a zombie snake?
Yeah, like, what if he, like... Because you know they can regenerate, so, like, what if he comes back? There's two snakes.
Okay, now we're watching Godzilla.
Is it time to go to break? Because what you are talking is just straight foolishness.
It's not foolishness.
Zombie snake.
Dude, I don't know. I know you're... I'm not taking any criticism from you. You called me to identify a snake.
And you went to the worst possible scenario.
Isn't that what you...
Getaway poisonous.
Yeah, isn't that what you would want? Be conservative. Conservative offense right here. All right, you want to be Mike McDaniel going for it on 4th-and-1 for no reason. Dade South says Tobin is the real animal killer. Now, see, Dade South, here's the difference, though.
Not J Fig.
I'm telling you.
Finish the sentence. Okay.
You have clipped a whole bunch of vermin in your day.
J Fig. You burned
just because you have that little bite does not mean it's true.
You killed a possum, a snake. Mm-hmm. What else? All them countless iguanas you tortured.
I've never killed an iguana. Mm. Never killed an iguana.
If there's any animal that you should be killing,
I probably should.
An
They're invasive.
They are.
Hey. It's regenerate, not duplicate.
I didn't say duplicate. I said regenerate.
Are you sure?
Yes, he did.
I heard him say it.
Yeah.
Yep. Can't always get me. Nice try, though. Okay. But here's the thing. The difference between me and Jennifer is, okay, she murdered a pet.
I did not.
Murdered.
Okay,
And you know what? That's in cold blood.
Okay.
Mine's self-defense. Way different. If she would have told the story... Washington came after me, kakoosh, had to hit him right in the beak, and he's dead. Well, then, okay, we would be understanding here, but that's not what happened. She didn't like his attitude. She definitely had some kind of chicanery going on in the photographer's apartment. I don't know if it was like, you know, she was spying on him or what. The bird talked too much.
I was spying on him now?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
The bird obviously knew something, and you had to eliminate him.
No, I was sitting down on the couch. And then I was doing my work, and then when the guy of Stanley, that's not the actual company, but the steamer guy, he came in, and then I sat in the kitchen. That's all I did, okay? I was nowhere near the parrot!
I don't believe you.
Okay, well, you know what? I don't believe you and your little snake.
You're deflecting.
Little
Tobin, you're deflecting.
How am I deflecting?
You're trying to get the heat off of yourself.
You're trying to put it on me again, okay?
You're mad that no one believes your snake story.
I don't care if nobody believes, but the snake story is true.
I believe your snake story. I just think you weren't as in danger as you.
Man. Oh, I mean, well, what would you do? You don't know.
Not.
You know, you guys just in your household, you just let snakes go willy nilly, like you're St. Patrick or something like that. Drove the snakes out of Ireland. Sorry.
Let me tell you something. If I see anything that look like a snake, I'm out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because you're a coward.
Yeah. Okay. I'll eat that.
You know what I did?
I'll eat that. Leroy is a coward when it comes to snakes.
Right, and so what I did was...
Ain't no shame in that.
I said, son, my rake!
Why are you
Everything
summoning your rake like you're Thor?
That's how it happened, dude. That's how it happened.
Like, and listen, if we gonna make something up, when you stick that hand out, can you get something a little more deadlier than a rake?
Well, yeah. I wanted distance. Excuse me, I didn't know if this thing was poisonous or not. It was going.
You don't have a machete in your garage?
I do, but a machete is a little bit more closer range. This was a long range kill. You know, probably where
your chair is right there. Probably like that little thing.
A long range kill.
Long range kill. I sniped that snake with a rake.
That's what he did.
Don't mess with my Sunny Bunny.
And then what did Tommy do?
But he wasn't messing with Sunny Bunny.
He was messing with Sunny Bunny. Stop
Sunny Bunny was messing with him.
If anybody was going near Scooby, I know you would have murdered him.
Oh, for sure.
So don't tell me and don't judge me for defending my snake and for defending my dog from this monster.
What was Tommy doing during this?
Ooh, can I look? He wanted in. I said, no, son, no. My rake.
Okay, Papa.
Okay, Papa.
If that had actually happened, here's how the story would have went. Hey, so I saw a snake.
Are you hungry?
I went to get my I told Tommy to get my rake. Mm-hmm. He threw it to me. I put my hand up to catch it like Thor, and then I end up stabbing myself with the rake.
Nah.
That's how that would go.
It was a spot on throw from him. And you guys continuing to mock how I'm in danger or my dogs are in danger, it's just not appreciated.
You're putting so much theatrics into it, that's why.
You're quite theatrical. With a little
I don't think snake. I am being theatrical.
So really?
This was not this was
the
not
snake. Son, the rake!
Was the snake, yeah. Yeah.
That's not theatrical?
Son. No, that's what happened.
You know, son, the rake.
Please.
It's not a dramatization. That's what happened. If it was reality TV, you guys would have seen it. But unfortunately, no cameras. Oh, well.
I look at it long lines like, hey, don't throw it at me. You're going to hurt me.
Do you have cameras outside your house?
I do not.
Liar.
You don't need ring cameras up there.
Why?
Too many trees.
Okay. You're lying.
Look, I'm going to tell you something. I know you feel like this is your opportunity to get expunged from being an animal murderer, but it's not.
Stop trying to bring that up
because
it's
not
true.
You killed a bird in a
cage.
You killed a bird in a cage.
I did not do it, okay?
I do have proof. You want to know why?
No more. I didn't do it.
One of the longest living creatures on this earth is a parrot.
Okay.
And you, it was eliminated in your care.
I didn't do it, okay?
Eliminated in your care. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sure just.
Why are we deflecting? The more recent story is you and the snake.
Thank you.
She's the one who wants to deflect.
I'm not deflecting! She's don't bring up my own experiences.
This is my opportunity. This is my opportunity. Nah. Sorry. You know what you did.
I'm not deflecting.
Nobody was in danger in your case. I saved people. Who'd you do? You murdered a bird.
I did nothing, actually.
Murdered a bird?
She murdered a bird.
And what did you call your situation?
Saving a life! Sunny bunnies! If Zeus was in danger, what would you do?
Send Dre out there.
Well, that's on you. You leave your dog to do your dirty work. I was a man.
No animal messing with Dre.
I was a man.
No animals messing with Dre.
You come on my property.
There are some of the meanest dogs ever. You know they call them alligators, right?
Because
they like to chew everything.
You come. You cross a line, and this snake crossed a line, which is why it got impaled.
I have a dog that almost
it was living
bit
in the dirt
because I tried to get the iguana out of his mouth.
You guys are sitting here defending this slithering vermin.
No, we're not defending him.
Yeah, you
what
are.
What we are doing is questioning the validity of your story.
When have I ever lied about animal encounters? Never.
The size of it. An 8-foot snake? How long is an 8-foot snake? Oh. Do you realize?
8 feet.
Stand up. Hold your hand up. That's about 8 feet.
Hmm.
That snake was not that long.
Maybe not. But it could have gotten that range. You know, he was coiled up. Do you know how long it could have gone? We have no idea what its striking radius was. I know what it was. Not longer than a rake's.
Wait. Striking distance. It's a grass snake, dude. They don't have striking distance.
Oh, what are you talking about, dude? You don't know animals.
Clearly, neither do you. Because you said a possum was had rabies.
I'm not here to ask questions at 3 in the morning. I'm trying to get to work. And this thing just... Stop crossing my territory. We won't have any problems. Just stay in the woods. Go live. I'm not going searching for him. I'm not a hunter. I am a defender.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna defend my life, my honor, my family's honor, my dog's honor. If you threaten me.
A garden snake? Dude, why
garden,
we,
I don't think it was a garden snake. I don't think it was a garden snake.
Did you? We don't need a speech.
No,
for
now
a garden
you're changing
snake.
Your tune because not, I asked you what the color of the snake was. You
it
said was it
was a black
black
snake, but there's many black snakes.
No.
Many
unless
black
it
snakes.
Has, it always has an identification, like another color on it, a different kind of.
Well, it had a.
No.
It had like red eyes, you know.
No, it has.
Oh!
Liar!
Demonic,
slithering,
demonic eyes.
Maybe it was a southern black racer.
Maybe.
A
non-venomous
snake. Exactly.
I acknowledge that it was not venomous.
Solid color snakes are non-venomous snakes.
Is that true?
Is what now?
All of them?
Is what?
I don't think that's the rules. I think you just made that up.
I don't think I just
Isn't a black mamba just one color? You can't just shake your head. Now you stop talking on the radio.
Dave South says,
I'm looking
did you try shoe? That seems
to work. I would have tried shoe.
If it wasn't in a threatening position, I would have tried shoe. But
so you're saying a grass snake raised up to strike?
What would you do if another man squared up with you?
Knock his ass out.
Okay.
It's a man. So,
it's a man, though. I would ask him what's his intentions. Because maybe.
Well, guess what?
Because, wait, remember, dumbass, you did it in the casino.
Did it look like this?
Shadow boxing. Yes. A little more menacing. The eyes were redder. I remember redder eyes. Demonic.
First of all, you talking about you need the rake to get close? You got to be right up on the snake to see his eyes.
No, I have great vision.
Yeah, you got to be right up on top of it.
I see like a beagle.
You got to be right.
Like a beagle.
It's a Rocky line.
She like a beagle.
I'm convinced now that Tobin raked his own garden hose.
Yeah, take a break. Back after this.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Short segment. We went long because these guys are just badgering me nonstop. It's unfortunate that I have such unsupportive friends, I guess is the way I would put it. You know, so it's unfortunate. Really? It truly is unfortunate. Let's get a fantasy update brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason, distilled 6 times till it's just right. Tito's is known for great vodka and giving back and doing good for dogs. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Incorporated, Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly. What are you looking at, Leroy, tonight? We know Dalton Kincaid is out for those who have fantasy.
Well, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong saying intangible touchdown. I bet you get 2-1 odds on that.
Yeah.
Any intangible
touchdown.
Let's see what we got.
I don't think that's an actual listed line.
I would go with Josh Allen throwing a pick.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he's
they're not numbers with Cooks running under. What is his number?
I think it's just one Cook.
Cook?
Yeah.
Cooks Cook.
Minus one for tardiness.
Blatant.
It was not that long. On my way back from the coffee machine.
Here's the thing that gets us in trouble. Can I tell you what gets her in trouble?
Everything.
No. I'm gonna tell you. She has an alarm.
He tries to act so innocent. And
she has an alarm.
He was here.
She has an alarm that goes off, but never starts back.
You guys have been doing radio for a long time, though. You don't basically have like a clock.
I have a feel.
An internal clock. A
I
feel.
Do.
Well, your feel's not great. But
Leroy, come on.
I got
You're
back.
You're talking about Josh Allen. How about that?
I was back here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minus one for lashing out.
Yeah. Yep. Don't try to deflect.
We should call this hour J-Fig Lashes Out at Everybody.
I haven't lashed out besides right now, and I'm entitled to because you guys are just stopping
You guys? What do you mean, you guys?
Mm-hmm. Both of you!
I don't. See, I hate when you do
For
that.
For lashing out.
Yes, she is.
And I hate when you try to act all innocent, and you are the. You're also
I'm
one
really
who
sorry
does
this.
Oh, wait.
This happened
time on. What
Josh
time did
Allen
this segment start?
Oh, okay, cute.
3 minutes, 4 minutes ago.
And was it? Was that here when it started?
20 seconds
Thank you.
Late.
He was
okay.
Here. He was here.
20 seconds?
He didn't get hit with it.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sensitive.
Are you proud of wasting all this time right now?
No,
but
it's Thursday. We got Thursday night football. We're trying to figure out our. What is the over under for Cook?
What's his over under? I didn't look.
Didn't you just?
It was your suggestion. You should bring the stats.
No, you got the bet.
The Hard Rock app. You want me to look? It's over under. I can look at that. I got it. No problem. Well, no, look now. Now all of a sudden you want to look at stats.
No, I'm looking at stats. I don't care about stats. We care about the wagering.
Player props, rushing. James Cook's over under is 75.5 today.
Rushing? Or that's
rushing yards, yeah.
Under.
Okay. Hey, you guys want to go to Heat and Mavericks on Monday?
Cooper Flag.
Cooper Flag.
Street clothes.
Kind of it. That's kind of it. That's all I got. If you guys want to go, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to Heat Mavericks Monday night. Caller 4 to 305-567-0560. Come back. Play a little Goosies. No Goosies next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
There's something over there with, it's a roll.
Yeah, I know. I showed you.
Oh, with the bacon?
Yeah. Mm. That's where I thought you were late. I thought you were snooping around that thing.
Can you tell me what that is, actually?
I don't know. I just saw it. It was left by Christmas Village.
Here's the problem. I don't know what the shelf life of a bacon is that could just be hanging out of something.
Hard to say.
I know.
What do you got today, Jennifer, for Goosies? No Goosies.
Well, first we have Paul Maurice and his thoughts on a potential three-peat.
All right, this was the Panthers head coach, Paul Maurice, two-time Stanley Cup champion.
Where do you find the juice, right? The energy, the excitement. So, to contrast our team, perhaps, there's some teams that didn't make the playoffs last year that have gotten off. They're excited. They're wired for every game. They have that. We don't a little bit right now, but we went through it last year. For the coaches, personally, I think it would be more pronounced if our whole team was here. But we got a lot of work to do right now. It's kind of slapped you out of sleeping through the first 4 months of the season. You got to get to work or you're not going to get to where you need to get to. So our injuries have inspired the coaches to find that energy source and to get back in. It's real, though. It is. It's not a – I guess the word attached was hangover, and we wouldn't accept that after the first – after our second year here, after the first time we won, because we felt we could just push through it, and I think we did.
Wow. I got the Goosies. I honestly, anything that he says. You know, not like this Steve Kerr who loves the sound of his own voice.
Oh, my goodness.
Paul Maurice. I actually love the sound of that guy's voice. He's just got a great voice. You know, everything commanding, you know, it's just something about him. Something about him. I got the Goosies. Goosies. Leroy?
I do. I just think that they're a franchise and a team that regardless of how it looks, they're always trying to get somewhere. Right? You know, even when it's not going well. And I like the fact that his tone doesn't change. Good, bad, or indifferent. Oh, we're on a hot little streak here. We're in the dumps a little bit.
Do you believe him, though, that he says all these injuries is good for the hangover because you don't have time to be hungover? Everybody's hurt. You have all this adversity right off the bat, and then once you get everybody back or as you get people back,
there's going to be a sense of urgency. Right. Yes, but the problem is that the guys you have replacing the hurt guys aren't as good, and so your record might not reflect that you've been to 3 straight Stanley Cup finals. I hope that they get back and start getting back to where they can get as close to what they've been, you know, as they can. I don't want, at the end of this year, I want them to have a run at it. So I want everybody, I hope they're timing the returns. I hope they're doing all this stuff, you know, to get everybody ready to make that final run, because it would suck to me to not even be able to defend it because of injury.
Jennifer, you have the Goosies?
Of course. It's Paul Maurice and his thoughts.
Goosies!
Brittany?
Yeah, I got the Goosies. I love that stuff.
I love him.
Goosies.
Yeah, his voice is just so, like, soothing in a way.
It really is.
So
not like that whiny tone of Steve Kerr.
I can't play the game.
All right, dude. We get it. What's number 2, Jennifer?
We have Aaron Rodgers on facing the Bears.
That's not the game. We're not playing that game. It's
no Goosies.
No, you can't. See, you don't even heard what he said yet.
This guy says he's not a hater.
He hates Aaron Rodgers.
There's incentive for every opponent, but I have enjoyed many a Sunday and Monday and many Thursdays in that city. It's a great sports town, phenomenal sports fans, and great place to play.
Aaron, do you sort of thrive off of being the villain there a little bit? You sort of enjoy that?
I'd rather not be. I mean, I'm not in Green Bay anymore. I feel like we can let bygones be bygones. Maybe I can, I guess. It's a great rivalry. I mean, in the history of all sports, you talk about the Lakers and the Celtics and the Red Sox and the Yankees. You got to talk about the Packers and the Bears. And there's been some great memories there. When I first got to Green Bay, the Bears had the all-time series lead. When I left, the Packers did. And since Jay Love has taken over, it's even gotten better. But I hope those fans can put that behind them. I'm sure they can. Don't expect them to.
I got the Goosies. I thought it was a solid answer. Great job by him.
No Goosies. Nobody cares.
What do you mean nobody cares? He's famously known for owning the "I own you." It's a famous moment.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean no Goosies? Nobody cares.
It'd be the same thing if Josh Allen did it to the Dolphins.
It would be.
Okay, or Steelers.
But if Josh Allen then left to go to, like, you know, let's say Haley Steinfeld was sick of Buffalo. And she's like, Josh, I want to leave. Let's go to L.A. And so then he becomes the Rams quarterback.
Not the same.
And then he comes and plays the Dolphins.
Not the same.
It would be the same if he kept that same ownership.
It's division.
All right. So you think the Bears fans, like you said, you think Bears
no,
fans
I think
are
the,
guys,
the, the
guy,
Bears
guy,
fans
guy.
Still boo him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying it's not going to have that same Bears and, and Bears and Green Bay.
Yeah, not obviously historically. I'm talking about specifically this guy. I think if you think of Bears' number one guy who owns them, you think Aaron Rodgers. So if he continues that with a new team?
I don't think I ever lost to the Bears. That's another story.
Selfish.
Yeah, that's right.
Jennifer?
No Goosies. No Goosies.
Hate Aaron Rodgers.
He definitely does.
He hates Aaron Rodgers, dude. You think the Bears hate Aaron Rodgers? This guy.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers.
Might as well call you Ditka.
I'm reading like messages.
Yeah.
You ready for this rando? Leroy, just because white people don't season their chicken didn't mean they don't know how to use a grill.
Wow.
What show is he listening to?
White people do know how to eat.
I'm not questioning that.
Like, they know how to turn on a fire. Now, he's sweet. He's Finnish. Maybe it was his first time.
Okay.
The main thing is he okay?
I'm trying to figure out. Somebody help me with this. Who has even walked past a grill.
Mm-hmm.
How do you burn your lower body?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you.
Sounds like he tried to jump over the grill or something.
Possible. I don't know. I don't have an answer. I think that one's going to be kept under cat's wraps.
Mm.
Jennifer, Goosey's? No Goosey's for Aaron Rodgers?
Goosey's galore, man.
Wow. How about that? You feel betrayed?
Goosey's galore. Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Brittany?
I stand firm with Leroy. We can agree on one thing. It's Aaron Rodgers and how much I despise him. So absolutely no Goosey's for Aaron Rodgers.
At least you admit it.
Yeah, he would.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. I hate all of his antics.
No, you hate Aaron Rodgers. Just be honest with yourself.
Yeah, be honest, Posh.
I am being honest.
No, I don't really think you are.
I mean, you guys.
She just said she despises Aaron Rodgers. She can say it. Why can't you say it?
I don't. Listen.
What's like?
He's one of the greatest players to ever play the position.
Who gives a rat's ass?
I just think that.
Plenty of scumbags were great at sports. I don't understand this. Who cares? That's true. So you can say you hate them.
I don't hate him, though. I really don't.
You can say you hate him and not say he's a bad quarterback. It has nothing to do with it.
I really don't hate him.
Okay. Weird denial.
It's not a denial. I'm being honest. I'm actually being honest about it.
The second someone says Aaron, they don't even finish and say the last name. You're instant. No Goosey's, rats off of shit. Yeah. Oh, no.
The antics.
Dead to me.
The antics. I could do without.
For lying.
I'm not lying.
For deception.
Not deception.
For deflecting.
Not deflecting.
Okay.
You know, semantic samurai.
Just because you go, oh, okay. You probably would have had a better chance with that snake if you'd have played that.
I did have good luck with the snake. So I don't know. What great comeback.
Okay. Do you want to hear number three?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I'm going to be nice about it. That's a great run by Leroy Horde like he's had before. But if that's Robert Smith, it's 6 points for the Minnesota Vikings most likely.
Third and 37. So
that's
so
not lashing out.
You know what's amazing about that? Let me tell you something amazing about that. Nobody in the history of the NFL have ever picked up a third down running a football that's that long. And he's saying if somebody else would have did it, it would have went farther. Who? Nobody else did it? Nobody else did it? Ron Pitts? But no! You had the audacity!
Audacity.
To say if it was somebody else. Oh, there's a bunch of guys picking up 30 to 37. Let's name the list. One. God, what are we doing? That's ridiculous.
I don't think we have time for anything else.
You ruined it. You ruined the segment.
I ruined the segment.
Yes. He was trying to be calm, cool, and collected, and nope.
Yeah.
Not how he ended the segment.
Sorry.
Just saying.
Just be honest.
Just saying.
We can move on with
be
the game.
Honest, Posh.
We could be just honest with the game.
Till this day,
nobody else has done that.
Yep.
In the history of the NFL. And the announcer, he doesn't say it's never happened before. You know what he says? If it was somebody else, it would have went farther. Who? Because it never happened. They've been fast running backs. Better running backs who picked up 30-37. Ron Pitts.
Who says that, man?
Nobody.
Bum.
I can't believe this. You got me going with this nonsense.
He's about to spill coffee.
You had me yell at a friend.
I didn't do anything.
You had me yell at somebody I
didn't
like.
I didn't do anything. It had nothing to do with me. I thought it was Charles Davis. Sounds just like him.
So did I. Do you know how my heart dropped? When Jake Crawford said, hey, funny thing, he said it wasn't him. I'm like, I've been carrying this around for 20 years.
It's a lot of pain.
Yeah. Take a break. Final hour coming up. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.